not. The Marlette defense is a nice job. Second and very long coming up.
It's going to be second and 17. The first down marker is at the Marlette 36-yard line. Harbor Beach is at their own 47. Shotgun formation rolling to his left to pass. He gets the pass off. This one is overthrown and intercepted at the 36-yard line. Aaron Leffler was in the right spot at the right time. A little bit too much air underneath that pass, and Aaron Leffler picks off Brady Kirsch in his first pass attempt of the night, and Marlette gets the ball back at their own 36-yard line.
Not only too much air, Clark, but it was too much in the middle of the field. That ball needed to go down towards the sideline a little bit more. Shelkey does all he could to go up and get a hand on it. Unfortunately, it deflects off his fingertips into the arms of the Red Raider defense. Number 7, Leffler, picks it off, and now the Red Raiders offense back on the field already.
Spread formation. It's a handoff to number 5 around the left end. Hunter McGinnis is out for the running. He has a 5-yard gain and finally stopped at the 42-yard line by Travis Hansen after a 6-yard gain. Sets up a second down, 4 yards to go, 9.5 to play in the first quarter. Still no score.
Same formation from Marlette. 2 wide receivers in each direction. The slot receiver on the right side comes in motion. That's number 5, Hunter McGinnis. The handoff goes to him. Some nice lead blocking. Gets him 6 yards on first down. Has to be tackled by the defensive back, Hansen, over there on the sideline. Not the guys you want making tackles if you're the Harbor Beach defense.
Second down, 4 yards to go. They're at their own 42-yard line. Marlette moving left to right across your radio. It's a handoff out of the shotgun, and he gets tripped up at the original line of scrimmage by Jacob Wan. On the bottom of that pile is Ethan Stover. He's a 5'10", 175-pound running back, and he's a senior for this Marlette squad.
Yeah, nowhere to run. He gets the ball. He takes 2 steps and right into the arms of Wan, who sheds his blocker and makes a good tackle. Brings up 3rd and 3 for the Raiders. Same formation, shotgun. 1 running back to his left, 2 receivers on each side.
And it's going to be a quarterback keeper up the middle. And Jacob Wan is in hot pursuit, and he brings him down for only about a yard gain. He's shy of the first down by 2 yards, which stands at the 46-yard line. They're at the 44. 4th down for Marlette. They're already 1-for-1 on converting tonight.
Actually, they're not 1-for-1 on converting.
Oh, excuse me, 0-for-1.
But they did go for it last time.
That's
which,
what it was.
Which leads me to believe that they're going to go for it here. It's about 2 yards away, maybe a yard and a half. But a lot of changing of personnel here for the Red Raiders. Still in the huddle deciding what they're going to do. That's on 3rd down, last play, and on 4th down last series, they went read option, quarterback kept it himself. This time, the quarterback's going to go under center.
One man in the backfield, flankers on either side, receiver to the left, now a man in motion to the right. Quarterback under center, and we have a flag on the play, and it's going to be...
I think Marlette got a timeout instead.
They're going to call a timeout instead, so Marlette's going to talk about this one on a 4th down, 2 yards to go on the WLEW Sports Backcourt. We'll be back in 35 seconds.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
And on 4th down, Marlette goes for it, and Ethan McKinney, the quarterback keeper, right through the middle. He needed 2 yards, and he got 5. He's into Harbor Beach territory, close to Harbor Beach territory at midfield. He's about the 49.5-yard line, brought down by Cole Dukoski.
They go with a quarterback sneak 2 yards away and go off a snap count, a quick one, catch Harbor Beach on their heels, not ready for it, gets a nice gain. The offensive line pushes that quarterback through. First down and the first down of the game for either team. 7:20 left to go in the first quarter.
Out in the spread formation, 2 wide each way, man in motion to the near side of your radio. It's a jet sweep to the right side, handoff to number 20. That is Brett Knox, and he's still on his feet, close to the first down marker at the 40-yard line. It looks like he has it by about a half a yard. It's a 10-yard gain. And more than likely going to be moved the chains, and there's a signal. First and 10 for the Red Raiders.
Yeah, Brandon Puff making the tackle for Harbor Beach. But a good run play. The jet sweep worked well. They bring the wide receiver from the left side across to the right, and pulling guards lead the way on the right-hand side, and it's a decision then for number 20, Brett Knox, and he cuts it upfield early, sees a hole, and gets it up the field for a first down.
McKenney in the shotgun, handoff real quick to number 23, Ethan Stover, and he's going to get out for maybe a yard out to the 39-yard line for a yard gain, brought down by Adam Swartz on the defensive line. He's 5'11", but 300-pound senior for the Pirates.
Yeah, Adam Swartz holding down that defensive line. He's probably not the guy you're going to want to run right at if you're Marlette. You're going to have to put two offensive linemen on him, as he does a nice job clogging up the middle early and often in this game for the Harbor Beach defensive line.
Still no score. Marlette on offense for the second time tonight. 6:15 left in the first quarter. One receiver wide each way and a power eye to the right. It's a handoff to Ethan Stover again. He's out. They're going to say forward progress has him stopped at the 35-yard line. It's a gain of 4 on the play. We're going to bring up a third down, 5 yards to go, and brought down by the interior lineman, Adam Swartz.
One wide receiver each way. They go to the power eye out of the pistol. They hand it off to the running back. They run right at Swartz again, and he makes the tackle again, bringing up 3rd and 5 for the Raiders.
5:40 left in the first. Still no score. Same formation in the pistol, and it's a handoff to Stover trying to go around that right edge. He's having trouble getting there, and he's forced out of bounds at the 31-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down by about a yard. Number 7, Brandon Puff, coming out of the linebacker position, making that stop.
Well, it was only a matter of time before Marlette, instead of running right at these big defensive tackles of Harbor Beach, they started to kick it outside a little bit. There is room to run, and they do find some spacing there, but the linebacking core, led by Brandon Puff, moves laterally very well and gets to the sideline. Going to bring up 4th down and 1. Pretty clear now. Marlette's going to go for it. They're 1 for 2 so far in this first quarter.
Ethan McKenney getting the word from his head coach, Dennis Lester. 4th and about a yard to go. Receiver wide each way. Power eye to the right out of the pistol. McKenney hands it off on 4th down to number 23. He sheds first tackle, Ethan Stover, and they're going to stop him right at the 30-yard line. No word yet from the officials. Troy Schelke is saying he's short. No word yet from the officials. They're going to take a look at this one, and they're going to be calling on the chains for further review with 5:20 left in this first quarter. And there's still no score. Marlette close to a first down. Not exactly sure if they got it.
Again, Marlette has not had much room running at these defensive tackles. Their gains, their best gains, have come around the ends. So don't be surprised if they start to do that. They run right up the middle here. Swartz and 62 for Harbor Beach, Cole Dukoski, stopping them at the line of scrimmage, but I think they're going to have it by the nose of the football.
By about a half a football. Exactly. He should have it here, but
that's what I think too, Clark. But Cole Dukoski
stretched out, and he is short by about 3 inches. That's why you measure, folks. Measure twice, cut once. That's what my builder tells me, at least.
I'm surprised Marlette did not run the ball to the outside or go under center and go for the quarterback keeper again. Clearly on your own snap count, it worked before. I'm very surprised again. They run right at Harbor Beach's biggest strength, and that's them defensive linemen. Nonetheless, the home team forces a turnover. Kirsch and the spread offense come back on the field.
At the 30-yard line, Harbor Beach in their own territory, moving right to left across your radio. Hands it off to Brandon Puff on 1st and 10. He's out for at least 5 yards, trying to push us all the way out to the 36-yard line before the scrum of the Raiders comes in. And after a 6-yard gain, it's going to ring up a 2nd down, 4 yards to go, brought down by Jared Wilson.
Oh, Harbor Beach is glad to have Brandon Puff back in the lineup. Does he run hard or what, Clark? Because he's dragging defenders up the field. He sheds the first tackler at the line of scrimmage and gets about 3-yard gain and drags about 4 defenders for 2 more yards. Tough 5-yard gain on 1st down for the Pirates, and that's the type of runs that they like to see.
So Harbor Beach stops Marlette again. Marlette's both possessions ends on a turnover of downs on 4th down. A little bit of a fumble on 2nd down, 4 yards to go. Brady Kirsch jumps on it in the backfield. Looks like he recovered it well and it's going to be a loss of 2 yards on the play.